This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski. Sorry I haven't been with you lately, but tonight's episode is going to be about a great Thanksgiving Day game, with Thanksgiving Day coming up pretty soon. But we're also going to have a special contest where we have a trivia question at the end of it, and the football history dude will post the correct answer sometime later this next week. So anyway, without any further ado, let's talk about this. There have been some really great pro football Thanksgiving Day games throughout the course of pro football history, especially during the 1970s. Now, this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s will revisit one of those great Turkey Day contests for football historians and just you casual fans alike. It is usually referred to by many people as the greatest Thanksgiving Day game in pro football history. On November 28, 1974, the Dallas Cowboys would play their division rivals, the Washington Redskins, at Texas Stadium, which I hear is now a parking lot. Anyway, both teams were still alive for a possible playoff berth at that time, but only one of them would actually go to the playoffs. The Cowboys had been experiencing their worst year in the past 9 years. As they entered this Thanksgiving Day game with a dismal, for them, 6-5 record. The Redskins, on the other hand, owned a better chance to win the 1974 NFC wild card, as they had fought and scratched to possess an 8-3 record at this point of the season. Now, one of their wins was a 28-21 victory over Dallas just 2 weeks before this rematch in Dallas. Another victory over the Cowboys by Washington on Thanksgiving would knock Dallas out of any chance to make the playoffs, and that would also enhance the Redskins' own chances to reach the postseason. Now, this Thanksgiving Day game is remembered mostly for the drama that it offered to millions of football fans who were intently watching this contest as they consumed their turkey dinners. It was also remembered because of a rookie quarterback for Dallas who entered the game in the second half following a concussion inflicted upon starting quarterback Roger Staubach. Clint Lowly was fresh out of Abilene Christian University, and he hadn't thrown a pass all year for the Cowboys. But Dallas head coach Tom Landry had no choice. He had just shipped Craig Morton off to play for the New York Giants during the season, and Staubach was still hearing parakeets chirp in his head in the second half of this game. Longley was all that Landry had, so he simply had to put him in and take his chances with the rookie. As it turned out, Longley surprised everyone, including Landry. He definitely surprised the Redskins, who thought that they would have little, if any, trouble dealing with the rookie signal caller. To his credit, Landry realized that Longley did not have a lot of knowledge or experience, so he greatly simplified his play calling. Longley did his coach one better. He just simply threw the ball to whomever he saw that was open. It's really quite amazing how a rookie with no experience could take a playbook as thick as Landry's and condense it to the simplicity of throwing the ball to whomever was open. You know, maybe football was that simple back at that time, but the Redskins, to their credit, did everything that they could to make things difficult for the Cowboys. Besides knocking Staubach out of the game, they also managed to come back and take the lead on several occasions when a former Dallas Cowboys running back by the name of Dwayne Thomas returned to Texas Stadium wearing a Washington Redskins uniform. Thomas scored 2 touchdowns in that game, the last one of which gave his new team a 23-17 lead in the fourth quarter. Now, Roger Staubach would seemingly make a career out of pulling games out in the last minute, but the jury was still out whether this untested rookie named Clint Lowly could do so in this occasion. Well, as we all know, the Cowboys over time have been a team that has provided the sport with many legendary moments. This particular Thanksgiving Day game in 74 would end up being one of the most memorable. Longley and his offense had the ball at the 50-yard line, and the Redskins' defense was prepared for a long bomb, or so it seemed. Longley dropped back and enjoyed great protection from his offensive line and from running back Walt Garrison, who stayed in the pass pocket to help keep Washington defensive end Dyron Talbert from sacking the Dallas quarterback. Drew Pearson, the Dallas receiver, ran a deep fly route straight down the field and proved to be at least a little bit faster than Ken Stone, the Redskins quarterback, who was assigned to cover Pearson. Now, Stone inadvertently looked back for Longley's pass just inside of his 15-yard line. People are still scratching their heads over that. Pearson took advantage of that and gained an extra yard of separation from his pursuer. Pearson caught the ball inside the Dallas 10-yard line and sprinted into the end zone untouched for one of the most spectacular Thanksgiving Day touchdowns in NFL history. Dallas won 24-23 and thus kept their small playoff hopes alive for one more week. Now, Clint Longley never went on to a great or even a good NFL career, but he will always be remembered throughout NFL history for his performance on Thanksgiving Day 1974 against the Washington Redskins, now known as the Washington Football Team. Now for the treasure that you've all been waiting for, the moment you've all been waiting for, the Pro Football in the 1970s trivia question, the very first ever. Both Roger Staubach and Clint Longley threw passes for the Cowboys against the Redskins in that famous 1974 Thanksgiving Day game. But there was actually another member of the Cowboys team who threw a pass that day. Who was it? The correct answer doesn't get a prize, unfortunately, but they will get the answer by checking out the Pro Football History Dudes podcasts and such. And if they don't, then the next episode of the Pro Football in the 1970s podcast will present that correct answer. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving this year. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.